I am a guy.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back to the Grillin' Guys. This is Barbecue Bob in studio with Hot Man Joppy.
Good morning, everybody.
And Michael Gray.
Saucified.
We have a few cool things left for the show. One of the things we want to cover first is some good grilling tips. Three tips for your grill to cover this winter. And winter grilling is definitely a little tougher than summertime because we're talking about temperature. And if it's so cold that your grill doesn't operate properly, then you're probably buying the wrong grill, especially if the BTU rating is too low on the thing. So we want to get a higher BTU rating so it heats up quickly, even in the very cold temperatures. So very important that if you're using it in the cold weather, you opt for a unit with a BTU rating per square inch that's higher than 125.
Bob, where do I find that BTU rating if I'm out shopping grills? How do I figure that out?
It's right on the little label. It's all basic information on it. It's one of the ways that gas grills are rated. Now, with a charcoal grill, you'll never have that problem because especially if you have one that's, of course, you've got to get an American-made charcoal grill because the other ones are really light and they will lose their heat quickly. So you want a nice heavy one. But it's just a BTU rating, that kind of standard rating for a gas grill.
British thermal unit.
Exactly. And if you haven't used it recently, the next thing is to check all your gas lines, your burners, make sure that the burners are cleaned out. Make sure spiders love to actually pack orifices with their eggs and then fill them up with sand. They're crazy. They love gas tubes.
Really?
They're like Mishkan spiders or something. I don't know what's going on.
So keep it clean, right?
Exactly.
Is what you're saying, make sure it's safe.
Get the cocoons out if you haven't used it. But coming off the summer, this summer especially, I think most of us probably melted our grills. We were grilling so much. It was such a gorgeous summer. And the other thing that I want to bring up is that kind of watch the clothing you're wearing when you're outside grilling. You don't want to wear anything that's loose. You don't want like a scarf or something as you lean over your grill that might swing out over the burner and catch on fire because, yeah, your neighbors don't need that kind of entertainment.
That's right. You're cooking the meat on the grill, not around it, right?
Yeah.
I get it.
There's nothing good about that. So,
you know, one of the other things that's really important when we're talking about this safety, and that's the cleanliness. We can't stress that enough, that if you're handling your raw meat products with barbecue tools or you keep those on plates or knives or forks, whatever you're using, make sure that you don't use those when you get your finished product. You need to keep the utensils and the plates and things that you touch the raw product separate from when you're going to use the finished product, because we don't want anybody getting sick out there. After all, this is supposed to be fun and it's a good thing, and we're trying to create the grill envy, and the last thing you want to do is invite the neighbor over and send him home with a bellyache.
Depends on who the neighbor is.
Right. And what you're cooking.
There are a handful of neighbors I'd get rid of that way, quite honestly. Now, coming up in just a few minutes, Kurt Hansen from FX Media is going to join us, but right now, very special segment of the show we do every Saturday. Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
That's right. It's time for Man Law. Man Law 23. This is one of my favorites. I've actually had to use it about three times. Unless you're in prison, never fight naked.
Really?
Seriously.
Okay.
I learned the hard way.
Sure.
This includes men who aren't wearing shirts. If your buddy is outnumbered, outmanned, or too drunk to defend himself, you must jump in to fight.
Even if you don't have your shirt on? So is this an exception to the man law?
The exception is if and during the past 24 hours your friend's actions have caused you to think what this guy needs is a good butt whipping, then you can opt out.
Okay.
In which case, you can refrain from getting involved and stand back and just enjoy it.
Right. And I know I've done that, too. It's like, you know what? He deserved that. You know,
I really resented the time you did that, too. I just want to tell you that.
There are a number of dudes out there that'll do that, too. The first thing that happens when they get in a fight, shirt comes off.
Yeah.
You know, stop it with that. You're right. This isn't the Greek Olympiad.
No.
Quit it.
Take your watch and your glasses off. Everybody knows. Put your cell phone down.
You can fight in a cotton mesh T-shirt.
We're talking $300-$400 each time you break one of those.
Exactly.
Things. We're going to talk now a little bit about our website. We have HiFX Media that built the Grillin' Guys website, and it's a cool website that we don't talk about enough. It's pretty much an interactive website, and we call that a blog. So if you didn't know it, you've got the ability to add to our site, and we're going to shoot out to Granville, Michigan, and speak with the owner of HiFX Media, and that is Kurt Hansen. Kurt, good morning. Thanks for coming into the show.
Hey, Bob. How's it going?
It's excellent. We really love our site, and you improve it like every week. But we don't talk about it very much on the show, and I'm afraid that even some of the people involved in the show really don't know the potential this thing has. Can you just give us a quick little two-minute run-through as to how people can use this website?
Sure. The site is set up with WordPress, which is a free software, and once you install it, it's easy to install, I should say, first, and then once you install it, it's very easy to add pages and so forth to it. So we set it up as a blog-type site, and you can set up WordPress either as a blog-type of website, or you can set it up as a business site with just pages. So in your site, certainly the visitors to the site can add comments to any of the pages, the articles, the recipes, and so forth. And we also added recently an Ask Barbecue Bob page. So if they have questions about grilling or smoking, they can post their question on there, and you'll get back to them. And also, I think you indicated that you wanted to be able to have people be featured on the show. So if they post a question on there, they might have the opportunity to be able to be on the show. That's correct, isn't it?
That's right.
All right, cool. That's a great idea. And also on the website, let's not forget that people can sign up for the Grilling Club. And also for the $800 Tech Infrared Cherokee tailgating grill.
I suppose you think you're going to win that.
No, I don't think I'm eligible. I think if I won it, most of your viewers would be a little bit upset, or listeners, I should say, would be upset about that.
Hey, Kurt, this is Randy. I'm loving our website, and I want to thank you. My wife is actually our webmaster, and you've helped her out a lot. But my question is if somebody wanted to go in, and I think we're going to encourage this, but any of the recipes that are on our site, they're all cataloged in there in different categories by meat or different kinds of dishes. But if somebody did want to make a comment, how do we do that? Because we would encourage that. We want all of our listeners to try these recipes. These are ones that we've come up with. We've tried them all before we put them on there. But if you've got a tweak to it or an adjustment and you want to say, well, I did this plus a little of that, how does a listener get on there and make that blog work?
Well, they can select whatever recipe or article they want to make a comment on just by clicking on, for example, on the homepage, all of the recent postings or recipes have been put out there. You can just click on the title for one. I'm clicking on for, like, Thirsty Duck Recipe. And then if you just scroll down at the bottom, there's a form. It's called Leave a Reply. You can just fill out that form, and that whatever you comment on there will be submitted to the website. And then, of course, there will be somebody who will review it to make sure there isn't any inappropriate language or anything in there. And then once it's reviewed and approved, then it'll show up on the website.
Fantastic. And again, we would encourage all of our listeners to do that because what we're trying to do is make this a resource for everybody that's grilling out there. And they can come here, look for a great recipe that's been proven and tested by grill aficionados, and give it a try for yourself. And once again, create some of that grill envy for your neighbor next door.
Yep, that's right, Randy. And you certainly want to encourage people to, once they try it, to post a comment on there and say it was great, or hopefully they don't have any people that don't like it, but if they don't like it, they could say, hey, here's maybe why I didn't like it or how I changed it to make it better for me.
Well, that's cool. You are listening to the Grilling Guys. We're on 107.3 every Saturday morning. We're talking with Kurt Hansen from HiFX Media, and Kurt is the web designer for our website. And HiFX Media, you've built some very cool sites, usually using WordPress. What could, if there's a small business owner out there, let's say he's a competition griller, but he also has a little appraisal business, and he wants a website, what could he get a decent little WordPress site from you from?
Well, they have a standard price on a five-page website for $399.95.
Well, that's amazing.
I know people who have gotten quotes on basic websites ranging anywhere from $1,500 to $3,500. And that's part of the reason I use WordPress is because it's quick and easy and it makes great-looking websites.
Well, that's cool. Well, listen, we like our site. We like all the improvements you're doing. We appreciate you coming on and telling people how to use it because we have failed to do that properly on the show. And Michael is frowning when you said inappropriate language. So, you know, he knows he's going to be banned from the site.
It just explains why none of my comments have made it.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Hey, if you have a second, I have a story I'd like to tell your listeners.
Sure.
About my grilling experiment.
Okay.
That'd be all right?
Sure.
Okay. As you know, Barbecue Bob, I'm not a grilling master. I'm a master of something, but I don't know what that is yet.
Is he a fisherman?
Yeah. Yes, I do finish. Or fish, excuse me. Yeah. Anyway, I'm a computer dude, and when I first heard about your show, I wondered if maybe my computer skills might help me become a grilling master. So I'm thinking, you know, what if I could hook up my computer to my grill? Or what if my computer could tell me when to turn over the meat or when to baste the meat? I hooked up some electrical sensors to my grill to keep track of the temperature and the environment inside the grill. And then I also added some additional sensors to a meat temperature or meat thermometer. And last but not least, I wrote a computer program to capture all this new information I could get from my the probes that I had created. So the big day rolls around, and I'm ready to test out my computer-aided grilling machine. I'm thinking, if this baby works, I'm going to be rich. Well, the steaks didn't turn out so good, and the only thing that got smoked was my hard drive. It turns out I forgot to disconnect the internet, and there was a YouTube video of Lady Gaga playing, and my computer program just kept trying to get her temperature, baste her with butter, and flip her over to do the other side.
You're
so
one sick puppy.
I guess I'm going to just stick with the computer geek stuff, you know.
Sounds like you're good at it. Hey, you know, I will tell you that we're also on Facebook. So join us, friend us on Facebook there. Yeah, you can find us. I see we're up to 114 friends currently. So that's awesome. You've got us on social media as well.
Yep, I got the website hooked up to Facebook as well.
Hey, thanks. That's Kurt from HighFX Media. Check out HighFXMedia.com. Thanks a lot, Kurt. This is the Grilling Guys. We're here every Saturday. And we're on a mission, and it's the only place in Michigan that's on that mission, and it is to make your grilling experience the best it can be. Coming up, what do we have coming up? We've got one final segment, and we're going to talk about some prime rib, so stick around.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.